Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbor from Hospice Services of St. Joseph Health. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, you were in a while ago, and now we have another event that Hospice is sponsoring, which I've been really interested to ask you about this. Songs at the Bedside by the Threshold Choir. Mm-hmm. This is June 8th at Hospice of Petaluma and June 15th at Memorial Hospice in Santa Rosa. Songs at the Bedside. Mm-hmm. I was just told that this is not just a local thing, that this is all over groups of this sort. So how does it work?
Yeah, it actually has grown to be an international movement. It really started out of Sonoma County, Sonoma and Marin County, so locally grown, if you will. Uh-huh. And as a result of Kate Munger, who was the founder of this group, who was asked to sing at the bedside of a dying friend. And people became very interested over time about how do we do this and how do we do this collectively. And choirs began to spring up all over different counties and then internationally. For singing at the bedside during grief or times of challenge or during the dying process.
So this is a kind of a demonstration of what's usually done in someone's bedroom, in their room at the hospital, in their room at the senior center, and so on.
Yes, absolutely. A choir will be present, and they will demonstrate. They will sing some of the songs that they might sing at the bedside. They will sing basically to all of us who are present during these two presentations, which I think will be lovely in and of itself. So not only a demonstration, but they will, in a very heartfelt way, sing to the people who attend these.
So do they do a little bit of research in advance to get some idea of maybe that person's predilections, maybe religious predilections?
Yes, absolutely. So what the choir will know going into it is who is this human being and what is meaningful to him or to her.
Have you been present at one of these situations?
I've been present with the Threshold Choir. I also have been present both personally and professionally with the Threshold Choir singing at bedside.
Can you give just an example of what happens?
I will talk about my mother, actually. And my mother loved music. And when the Threshold Choir, and sometimes people think, oh my gosh, there'll be 30 people in the bedroom singing or in the living room, wherever your loved one is. It's maybe 2, 3, 4 people, depending on what's comfortable for the family. And in a very soft and lovely way, my mother loved music of all sorts. And they chose, in some ways, something that sounded a bit like a Gregorian chant, which my mother was absolutely a fan of. And so very softly sang to her as she was lying in the bed in the living room with all of her daughters around her.
Amazing. That's just wonderful. I think I'd like to sign up for
that. Yes.
Maybe make a reservation.
Absolutely. Wouldn't it be lovely to be sung to every night before we go to sleep?
Yes, it would.
Yes.
It really would. This started, as you said, here in Sonoma County and has now spread.
Yes. Yeah, over 100 choirs and I think 1,000 volunteers. Everyone who sings at the bedside is a volunteer. And you don't have to, from what I understand about the choir, you don't have to have a stupendous voice. You have to have desire and passion and commitment and a heart that wants to give freely at the bedside.
Right. It's interesting that there's so much more feeling now about having a right death, as it were.
Yes.
Of course, you know all about that, being that you work in it all the time.
Well, attention to what's meaningful to us and how we can kind of set an ambiance that's peaceful and loving.
Right. Thank you very much, Nina.
Thank you.
And let's tell people once again that this is Songs at the Bedside by the Threshold Choir. June the 8th at Hospice of Petaluma, June the 15th at Memorial Hospice in Santa Rosa. A phone number, 568-1094, online, sonomacountyhospice.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.